Chapter 6. A day late and a bit short. The golden delicious sun was starting to set over Sweet Apple Acres.
Well, butter my flank and call me a biscuit.
Applejack carted the last two bushels of apples back to the barn and plopped down onto the soft hay.
I'm mighty tired.
Pinky joined in, and the two of them looked over at the tons of apples they'd collected that day. Soon, the fresh loot would have to be washed and checked again for rotten apples and sneaky worms. Then they'd be separated and shipped across Equestria in the form of delicious pies or barrels of cider or just as is, healthy, crispy apples, the closest to perfection a piece of fruit could get.
That's because you didn't have sprinkle power,
Pinkie Pie shrugged. She bit into a fresh apple.
We, Pinkie
Pie said with a wink.
I hope we win the award for best orchard in Equestria.
Ever since Pinkie Pie had discovered she was possibly a distant relative of the apple family, she'd taken to referring to herself as one of them. It didn't matter if it was true or not, because Pinkie thought it was lots of fun.
That all depends on how we did.
Applejack looked down at the clipboard. They had taken an inventory of only half the trees she'd scheduled for today. As she looked over the results, Applejack started to get a little bit annoyed. Why, she could have done twice as much on her own. Pinkie Pie had slowed her way down with her constant jabbering and tangents. The whole farm was now very behind schedule. This was bad. Very bad. So much for sprinkle power.
Hey, Applejack,
Pinkie said, interrupting Applejack's train of thought again.
Hold on, Applejack frowned.
Were these numbers really correct? How had the haul been so small? According to her Equestrian Farmer's Almanac, this season's weather had been spot on. Applejack was sure that Best of Equestria wouldn't be impressed with this. All of a sudden, Pinkie Pie started skipping around the barn singing.
Oh, I've been working on the apple farm all the livelong day. I've been working on the apple farm. It's just as fun as play. Can't you hear Winona barking, sneaking up in the rows of corn? Can't you hear AJ shouting, Pinkie, blow your flugelhorn!
Pinkie Pie whipped out her crystal flugelhorn and began blowing a series of loud honks.
Pinkie!
Applejack was at the end of her rope. She gritted her teeth.
Why don't you run on home now? I think I can take the rest from here.
Are you sure?
Pinkie Pie stopped in her tracks.
If you want, I can come back tomorrow, too. Even though it's frosting day at Sugar Cube Corner, I wouldn't mind helping you finish getting ready for the big day.
She took out a small tub of purple frosting, smeared some on an apple, and then chomped down on it.
No,
Applejack answered quickly.
What I mean is, I wouldn't want you to miss any more of the fun stuff at Sugar Cube Corner. I think Rainbow Dash will help me plenty.
Yes, Applejack, sir!
Pinkie Pie saluted Applejack and skipped off toward Ponyville. As she bounced off into the distance, Applejack could still hear the distinctive toots of the flugelhorn and Pinkie's high-pitched singing voice. At the wrong moment, it could sound less like a songbird and more like a pony was dragging a horseshoe across a blackboard. Right now was one of those moments. Applejack was stressed out. She had more work to do than time to do it. She looked around the barn at all the bushels of apples. She'd done this job a million times before. Of course she'd pull it off. It wasn't about how fast they could buck all the apples and catalog them. It was about doing a thorough, good job of it. Remember, the trees that are slow to grow bear the best apples, she thought. Pace yourself, AJ. It was like the time she and Rainbow Dash had competed against each other in an iron pony competition. During the running of the leaves race, She and Rainbow had both used up all their energy trying to get ahead in the beginning. Twilight Sparkle, on the other hoof, had saved hers for the final leg, allowing her to sprint to the finish line and beat them. So what if Applejack had had a slow start today? That just meant that by the end of the week, she'd still have some energy to work with. She just needed to relax.